Okay, we're back in. Congresswoman Edwards, do you have amendments?
Amendment number two, page one, line 16, strike, signed by the principal chief, and insert, enacted according to the provisions of the Osage Nation Constitution.
Page two.
Although.
Line 16.
Hold on a minute. See?
Skip down to two.
I may want to dump them, because it says, see, and the reason I, at first I was thinking that if he didn't sign it in a certain number of days or veto it, it became in effect, enacted, but I'm not sure about that now that I look at it. That's not part of the, section 15, presentation of orders, resolutions, and votes to principal chief. Each order, resolution, or vote, except such as relate to the business or adjournment of the legislature, shall be presented to the principal chief and is subject to a veto override provision. I'm gonna withdraw that one.
You withdrew two?
I withdrew two. Three, page one, line 18, insert nation, after nation, insert when so designated.
And that's up in the title, right?
Right, I'm sorry.
18.
Yes.
Because line 18 is
right.
Squonky with me.
Okay, 17 and a half, 17. Okay. So it will read, to require that resolutions of the Osage Nation Congress signed by the principal chief or enacted by legislative override be binding on the Osage Nation when so designated, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Is that a form of a motion?
That is.
Seconded.
Motion on the floor with a second. Is there any discussion? Congressman Norris?
I'm not clear on that. Read that one more time.
To require that resolutions of the Osage Nation Congress signed by the principal chief or enacted by legislative override be binding on the Osage Nation when so designated, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Congressman Whitehorn.
Congressman Norris, if it, I don't know if it'll help you any, but we already accepted the First Amendment, which puts the designation language in there. So that on B, section 1B, it says resolution passed in the same manner as legislative bill shall have the same effect of law when designated as a binding resolution in the body of the resolution. So the way I view it, number 3 is just making the title follow the amendment that we did, that we've already agreed to in number 1. It's saying that it's designated instead of just across the board. They're all, instead of saying they're all legally binding.
We're now saying if they're designated,
they're designated
binding,
that way.
Designated.
Uh-huh. So just puts that language into the title. It's following the language of that First Amendment we did.
Roll call, please. There's no more discussion.
Congressman Norris?
Yes.
Congressman Stripperdahl?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Buffalo?
Yes.
Motion passes. Number 3, page 1, line 30, insert binding before resolution, strike are binding on, and insert of before the Osage Nation, and after the nation, insert have the same effect as law. That's a motion. It would read, if accepted, any binding resolution of the Osage Nation enacted according to the provisions of the Constitution of the Osage Nation shall be enforced. Sorry, have the same effect as law. You want me to write it out?
I don't know which nation it's talking about.
Binding resolution.
I'm going to vote for it from there.
Of the Osage Nation.
Line 30, put the binding here. Four.
No, the line's not right, Shannon.
32.
If you're working down on the body of section 2, the line's 32 on the copy, on what I'm looking at.
No, I'm trying to work on the heading.
You're
the
working
heading.
On the title? Okay.
Yeah. I'm on the executive branch.
Binding resolution of the Osage Nation have same effect as law. That's what it's going to say. Sorry, I read the wrong one.
Resolutions are...
Binding resolutions of the Osage Nation have the same effect as law. That's the head. That's the head.
Okay.
Binding
resolutions of the Osage Nation
have the same effect. Have same effect as law.
I guess so. It's a little and. It's a little pissy.
You better not say she's.
Are you done?
Okay.
Gotta read that out. That was our third amendment.
Page 1, line 30. Insert binding before resolutions. Strike are binding on and insert of before the Osage Nation. And after nation, insert have same effect as law. It would have been easier just to strike the sentence and restate it.
Wouldn't that be right?
Would you like for me to do
that? Your motion.
Would you like for me to do that instead?
Yeah.
Strike the line and insert section 2. Binding resolutions. The Osage Nation have same effect as law.
Second.
Any further discussion? Call for the question, the vote.
Congressman Supernaw?
Yeah.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Norris?
Yes.
Congresswoman Buffalohead?
Yes.
Okay, committee.
Got one more. Page 1, line 33, insert, after the insert Osage Nation. Actually, I have two more. I meant to read. Let me withdraw that. Number 4, page 1, line 32, after Constitution, insert designated as binding in the resolution.
Page 1, line 32.
So that reads, any resolution of the Osage Nation designated as binding in the resolution enacted according to the vote of the people.
32, after constitutions are designated as binding in the resolution.
If there's no constitution, 33.
33.
The constitution.
Any resolution of the Osage Nation Congress enacted according to the provisions of the Constitution.
Designated
as binding in the resolution shall be binding on the Osage Nation and shall be enforced and upheld as any law passed by the Osage Nation.
There's a second.
Second.
call for the vote.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Norris?
Yes.
Congressman Superhall?
Yes.
Congresswoman Buffalohead?
Yes.
Page one, line 33, after the insert.
How many more amendments do you have? Just wondering.
Hundreds.
Well, do you want to do a committee substitute? Because, no? You have, I mean, how, really, how many more? One more. Okay.
Page one, line 33, insert the, after the, insert Osage Nation.
So it'd say the Osage Nation Constitution?
Right.
Are you talking about number six?
Second. Okay, excuse me.
But didn't you say 33, line 33 on the last one? That was 32, wasn't it?
Well, they told me it was 33. It is.
She's placed something before and after the word Constitution.
All I'm doing is putting Osage Nation Constitution instead of just Constitution.
Yeah.
I second that.
Call for the vote.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Norris?
Yes.
Congressman Superhall?
Yeah.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Buffalohead?
Yes.
Make the report ONCA 1728 to the Congress with the due pass as amended recommendation.
I second it.
Motion on the floor with a second. Roll call, please.
Congressman Norris?
Yes.
Congressman Superhall?
Yeah.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Buffalohead?
No.
You said no.
Okay. Next item on our agenda, it is 2:50. We have 10 minutes till Commerce meets. ONCA 1751, an act to authorize an intergovernmental agreement with the city of Barnstall to purchase 5 fire hydrants and to appropriate $10,500 for that purpose. The sponsor is Congresswoman Edwards. You have the floor.
As we all know, that there are many Osages that live in the town of Barnstall, and the mayor of Barnstall is an Osage citizen, and Mayor Brock Moore from time to time asks for the assistance of the nation with some pressing matters regarding the infrastructure of Barnstall. This time he notified me probably a month ago and said they were having trouble with their fire hydrants and needed to replace 5 of them. The cost was $2,500 or $2,250 a piece. I sent everybody out the estimate that he sent along with the email requesting the assistance. And I told him that I would prevail on the Congress to assist that town within the reservation boundaries in upgrading some of their fire hydrants.
Well, I'll be voting no for this because I think that this is one of those things that falls within, they could go to the foundation for a grant. I know that there is a Congress member that was approached in Hominy to purchase a fire truck. And my response to that was we passed a law that said donation requests, things of this kind of nature, would start going through the Osage Nation Foundation for money. And I have consistently voted no on pieces of legislation that are very similar in nature. That's why I believed the legislation that I sponsored last spring? I didn't want to get into a habit of being championed by a city for things like this. I felt like elected officials needed to stay out of it, and it needed to go through a process that was more fair. And that's why I wrote the legislation that I wrote, and everyone agreed with it. But as soon as we passed it out, we were already breaking the rules on that with grants for CASA and grants for fire hydrants or donation requests. So I just feel like I'm going to, we could sit here and talk about it for the next hour. I'm not going to change my mind on it. I feel like I have been consistent with my vote and I will not be supporting this. And it's not because I don't want Barnstall to have fire hydrants or that I don't want Hominy to have a fire truck or that I don't want CASA to have money or that I don't want, I just want it to go through the Osage Nation Foundation so that it can be fair and we are not playing favorites with cities. And I feel like that is a race to the podium. What are we going to do if Winona or Pawhuska or parts of Skytube come and say, well, we need new fire hydrants too? I just feel like as an elected official, I don't need to be getting involved in that. So that's my two cents. I'm going to be quiet now. But I'll let whoever else needs to speak, speak.
Can I respond to you?
Sure.
The whole mission of the foundation is to support education, arts. They have a mission statement. And to me, that's different. What the kinds of requests we were getting for donations, ball uniforms, scoreboards, things like that, are a different kind of donation from the public entities, public governments in our reservation area asking for assistance. So we have in the Constitution and we have in law that we will enter into intergovernmental agreements with schools and municipalities and things like that. So I think that I agree that the donations to individuals and organizations and nonprofits and things like that that are requested are perfect for the foundation to have a donation process. And but to me, when it comes to intergovernmental agreements, then this is the way we should handle them. Otherwise, you may very well have all your donation money eaten up by health and safety concerns in the reservation, which would leave no money for the individual constituents, etc., to apply for what are could very well be very small scale donations.
Okay. And I do remember last year when you sponsored the money for the water treatment issues in Winona, you were willing to send that through the donation at Osage Nation Foundation.
It's still on the table, it's sitting right, it's not in the donation.
But you were willing to send that to the Osage Foundation at the time, you said that, and that was a bargaining chip that we were trying to get Congressman Walker to do. If you were going to do it, we were going to see if he would do it as well so that it would be fair across the board. So I just don't see the difference between that and this. But Congressman Whitmer?
Well, I agree with the concept that there's a difference between donations that run through the foundation to different entities and individuals that might need funds. I believe that intergovernmental between cities, municipalities, and the nation are worthy of legislation. Although I don't believe that we have good criteria set up within this body to help us track and vet the grants that we have put forward to these communities. I recall doing something with Barnstall last year, maybe to the tune of $75,000, is that correct, Congresswoman Edwards? Mm-hmm. So, to me, I don't know, are we going to set up an annual donation fund? And not that I don't want to help the city of Barnstall, but I just think that we need to be fair to all of our communities. And I do view this as a race to the podium, somewhat, not really, but somewhat. I don't think at this time I'm going to support this donation either. So,
Congressman Tillman, then Congressman Supernaw, and then Congressman Schaaf.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I sit on the Appropriations Committee, as I think a few of you also sit on that committee as well, and we're in discussions of the money that's available for new appropriations that are coming out through this session, and ranking those in priority fashion, if we can ever get to a system that'll allow us to rank priorities of these types of appropriations. This would be another one that's added to the list. I don't think I've seen that, this one on the list yet, but even as we speak, there are new pieces of appropriations that are coming over from the executive branch now that we're just now finding out about. So the pecking order grows longer and longer and longer. So it would be, you know, for this to be placed on that list and to rank it, I'd be interested to see where it would fall.
Thank you. Congressman Supernov, then Congressman Shaw.
I guess I have a different point of view. I don't even like the idea of following this to the foundation board. This seems to me like just a routine maintenance of their water system. And I don't know why we would be wanting to take that on. But I don't know.
We started it with Hominy.
Congressman Shaw.
Madam Chairman. Well, in our current fiscal climate, you know, with one of our priorities for kind of a pseudo appropriation is how much do we save and therefore would we not spend? And we've approached, there have been different schemes discussed, including those that are constitutionally mandated, those that provide for direct services to people, and those that are neither, as one potential ranking or prioritization system. There always will be exceptions, but I think we cannot spend as though we have little or no debt and a lot of money in the bank. And this would be one of those items that you that it would give me the impression that we think we have, and we don't have that. Now, maybe at a time if we had much more saved and we had substantial debt reduction, maybe we could consider appropriations like this. But I think within the last year, I think we've addressed Barnsdall pretty solidly. Whether these types of appropriations should go to the Congress, I guess one way to not have to mess with them and send them down to the foundation. Is their method better than ours? I don't think so. Maybe for the arts, perhaps, but I've looked through their minutes. They don't seem to describe any kind of objective process. Maybe there's one that just said show up in their minutes, but I don't see a scoring system or any prioritization. I think their discussion is just in general on the merits. So whether they do a better job than we do, I don't know. I don't see that in just looking at the minutes. I think I need to go to one of their meetings, but I haven't seen that. Someone else may be aware of their process to where, like an application for a job, there's a scoring system to determine.
There is.
Perhaps those just aren't articulated in the minutes. So that would be helpful to know that. But in any event, I couldn't support voting for this appropriation when it comes to the floor.
Thank you. Congresswoman Edwards and Congresswoman Whitehorn. And keeping in mind, it's 3:01 and we have another meeting.
The only thing I would say is that these same arguments need to be applied across the board, because yesterday there was money being not only included but expanded by, I think, tens of thousands of dollars. And it's really hard to explain to the citizens of Barnstall why this amount of money was not important for fire safety when a half million or a million or some other amount of money was important. So I hope we send a consistent message with our spending this time.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thank you.
Well, it's any consolation, Congresswoman Edwards, we were appealed to do some work on the water lines down in the village for our own property and our own citizens, and we declined and told them to find the money elsewhere, although I do know they had some money there, but we declined to listen to that legislation. So maybe that's something that you can put forward if there's questions from the people that you talked to about this legislation. So I know that happened just recently.
I know, but we do appropriate $50,000 to the upkeep of the village every year.
True. I'd like to move to pass out ONCA 1751 to Congress with no recommendation.
Motion on the floor, is there a second?
Yeah.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor, yes. We're adjourned. Thank you, committee.
Committee meeting.
They do, but they do.
Whatever, you know.